Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The sermon title, I have one sermon title because I kind of want you to know where I'm preaching, but the reality is you put a subtitle to this because there's going to be a lot of victory that's going to come today as the word is preached. But the sermon title is The Most Misinterpreted Scripture in the New Testament. The most misinterpreted scripture in the New Testament. And what I'm asking you today is just come, and it's very difficult to do, particularly with this verse, because there's been so much craziness taught from this verse. And it has been used to lead people, Christians, so astray, which the problem is that the Bible tells us to fight the good fight of faith. I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to fight. Amen? You know, I remember there was this kid in junior high, and you know what? I wasn't really a fighter. I was pretty mellow junior higher, high schooler. You know what? What do they say? What's Baloo say? What's Baloo say? Baloo, you guys don't know who Baloo is? Okay. Oh, I'm getting my films mixed up. Oh, what? Okay, Baloo doesn't say Makuna Batata? What? What does Baloo say? Baloo says something. Bare necessity. No. He says something else. I'll watch it today. My daughter was trying to get me to watch the new live version. I'm like, I don't want to watch the live version. Okay, anyway, moving right along. There is, you know what, I remember when I was in junior high and there was this kid and he would just always antagonize me. Actually, I told you the story about the rock throwing contest and Kenny getting me just flattening Kenny out with just one shot, boom, he was on the ground and the bus came up and I got on the bus like, ooh. But this is, you're like, you know what, but this is another story and this kid wouldn't shut up and one day I just shut him up. And they were kind of all looking at, matter of fact, they kind of said the same thing that they did when I shut that other guy up at the, they're like, what's Drew doing? But you know, at some point in time, you got to say enough is enough. Come on, who am I preaching to? You got to say enough is enough. And there has been so much misunderstanding in this passage. And I want to bring some reality to you, but to do this, you've got to do me a favor. You've got to be willing to come into it freshly and say, we're just going to let the scripture say what the scripture says. Let me teach you some good hermeneutics. Just read the Bible, amen? And read the words in the Bible. Read the words in the Bible. There is no better communicator than God. And we listen to pastor after pastor after pastor preach this, and you hear what it says, and then he says, but it doesn't mean that. Here's what it means. And we go like, oh, okay. Because you went to seminary. Right? And I say that on purpose because some of the seminaries, they're so full of trash. If I was in charge of some of this, now I'm going to say it automatically. some of the seminaries, I just go in there and clean house and just say, hey, listen, you know, say these are all my professors. Do you believe in the compromised, the uncompromised word of God, that God's word is infallible? You know what? If he says, well, I'm done, you're, you know, Taco Bell, leave. I'm just going to go down the road because, you know what? The word of God is infallible. Let me tell you, at the end of the day, I'm not talking about the end of today. I'm talking about the end of the day. And there will be an end of the day. Stop living your life like there's not going to be an accountability to your life. I just do whatever I do. No, stop living your life like that. Recognize that, and even in this life, recognize the best life you could do is get in church and start serving God and start to be accountable and responsible for the life that you've been given. Your life doesn't belong to you. God paid a price. He bought it. And he wants to give you all of his life, but he wants your life. To be a Christian is to be. It's one of the reasons why many people don't want to be a Christian. Because to be a Christian, you have to recognize my life doesn't belong to me anymore. It's God's. Here's the good news. The good news is when you start living a godly life, things just start to get better. Why? Because you start to get on track with godly purposes in your life. Satan is the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I'm not saying that there's not challenges. We'll talk about some of this today. But what I'm saying is God has the answer to all the problems. God is the answer to all the problems. So I want to look at this, but I've got to ask you first, please, 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 don't bring your preconceived baggage in. Don't kung fu grip what you were taught because your wonderful pastor that was your pastor for 8 years that you love, and if I knew him, I'd love him too. I'm not saying these are evil men. I'm saying that they taught you the same junk that they were taught. And somebody should have told them. Let's just look at the scripture fresh and allow the scripture to tell us what it's saying. Can we do that today? How many would shake your head and say, Pastor, I'm going to do that? Okay. How many would raise your hand and say, I'm going to do that, Pastor? Okay, we're going somewhere here. All right, I'm just saying. Okay. All right. 2 Timothy, you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we'll read verses 1 through 10. But I'm on the screens, write this down if you're taking notes, but you don't have to turn there. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. Here's my point. Rightfully dividing the word of truth. Every say, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Rightfully dividing the word of truth. Telling us that there are some who are not rightfully dividing this. Are you catching this? Now let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 through 10. You say, Pastor, wasn't this part of our daily Bible reading? It was. I mean, want a pastor that's led by the Spirit, not led by some agenda, but you're supposed to. No. I need to teach what the Holy Spirit is leading me to teach. So as I taught this, I think Tuesday or what, I don't know what it was, Wednesday at our 10 o'clock broadcast, when I got done, I heard the Holy Spirit said, that's what I want you to teach on Sunday. That's what I want you to teach on Sunday. Pastor, why are we teaching this? Because the Holy Spirit said, that's what I want you to teach on Sunday. I mean, no, sometimes we just got to keep it simple. You know what I mean? All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, starting verse 1. Don't anybody sleep. If you don't have this, if you don't have your Bibles, or you don't have a New King James, we have it on the screen, so follow me as I read. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. He said, I shouldn't boast. I will come to I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up in the third heaven. He's saying, I'm not sure. Later on, I'll show you how reasons why I think this was Paul. I think this was Paul's way of being modest. But I think he's talking in third person, but I think he's really talking, oh, I know this guy. You know what I mean? Well, I think the guy was him. You know, he knows how long ago it was, 14 years ago. And then he says, and I don't know whether it was in the body, out of the body. You ever had a dream that seems real to you? I shared with people, this dream freaked me out. It freaked me out. I would wake up, I would have this dream, and the dream was, I was at Life Bible College, I was a senior, I was going to graduate. When do they graduate? In the spring. I was going to graduate in the spring, and I had all my classes, but I went into the counselor's office, and the counselor, I never forget this, and the counselor told me, he said, you're three units short. You're one class short, one unit short. And I was like, oh, I'm supposed to graduate. And he was like, no. And then he said, well, let's see when you can take this class again. And he looked on the schedule, and it wasn't offered that next year. It wasn't offered for another. So I was going to have to. This true story. And I remember waking up and thinking, did I graduate from Life Bible College? I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. And I used to have to remember all my friends. Remember, I graduated, had a lot of friends. They all cheered when I graduated. And they said, Drew, Allen, Cohen, and all we're at Angela's Temple, and they all cheered. I used to have to go back and remember that night and go, oh, I did graduate. You ever had a dream that was really seem real? Well, Paul's saying, I'm not sure whether I was actually taken to a part of heaven or whether it was a vision of, but that's what happened. Verse 3, I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. God knows what it really was. Now he was caught up into paradise and heard in inexpressible words. Listen, when we get to heaven, you guys, we have no idea how awesome heaven's going to be. We're just going to be like, oh! Which is not lawful for a man to utter. Verse 5, Of such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast except in my infirmities. Verse 6, for though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool. He recognizes, you know, all these people who think they're all that in a bag of chips? Foolishness. And there's nothing wrong with recognizing the God gifts that he's given you and to be confident in those gifts. But make sure you always understand these gifts were given to you by God. Look at my hair. Who do you think gave you your hair? You know, you ever know some people, they're just beautiful hair. It's all thick and shiny and, you know what I mean? Hey, well, you know, big whoop-de-doo. You know what? I got shampoo and conditioner too. You know, you know what? God is the one who gave you that, right?